Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. The BMW M235 blurs the line between the M2 and an M car. Quite deliberately, it seems, from BMW's point of view. The M2 moniker on the back is in a bigger font than the 35. There's more blurriness, and this is being called a Grand Coupé. Now, coupés in my book are two-door cars, and this has four, and it's something between a sedan and a shooting brake. Further blurriness are the M-style rear-view mirrors with their little M-winginess. I'm not sure how to even say that. And seats that are straight out of the delightful and raw M2. Now for the really good stuff. With 233 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque and a 0 to 100 time of under 4.9 seconds, this should make it for a real gas guzzler. That's if you use the performance, and I dare you not to. Think around 9 liters per 100 kilometers, which is utterly amazing. Now, 7 liters per 100 kilometers are achievable for those who are entering their sainthood. The auto 7-speed box is so good, I'd swear it was a near-perfect DSG box. What isn't it? It's not raw. The M2 moniker is a little misleading and I think should be reserved for headier stuff, but it is an excellent, excellent sedan. It has all the toys, head-up displays, proper driving aids, and the usual comforts. A lack of buttons for aircon control is about my only ergonomic complaint, and the car is somewhat slow to reconnect to your phone on entry. And those are really small complaints. The BMW M235 Grand Coupé is an awesome fast executive saloon, priced at just over R1 million, and for that, it deservedly will find its devotees. It's a great car. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za.